Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. I'm very pleased that we have with us a man who has been for quite some time at the forefront of that fight in the war for the free world on Capitol Hill. He is Peter Roskam. He represents with great distinction the people of the 6th District of Illinois. He serves on the, as always described, Influential Ways and Means Committee. In fact, he's the chairman of its oversight subcommittee. He is also a member of the House Select Committee on Benghazi. And Congressman, I want to welcome you back. You've just returned from Davos, Switzerland, so I know you've got international affairs very much on your mind. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Frank. It's great to be with you today. I really appreciate you having me on.
It's always a pleasure. Speaking of international affairs, one of them that is playing out rather dramatically at the moment is this contretemps over the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, being invited by the Speaker of the House to address a joint session of Congress in the near future. You are the co-chairman of the House Israel Caucus, and I wonder what you make both of the advisability of that invitation and the president's response to it.
I think the advisability is high. I think the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, was wise to invite Prime Minister Netanyahu. I think it gives him a forum and it communicates that he is warmly regarded and that the administration's Iranian policy is not highly regarded on Capitol Hill. I'm disappointed that President Obama, the administration up until now at least, has said that they won't meet with the Prime Minister, even though he's going to be in Washington, and they're claiming that it's imminent with elections in Israel. But I think we can look back at past history where other Israeli prime ministers met with American presidents within a month of an election. I think it's a lost opportunity for President Obama, but I do think it's a good thing that the Speaker has invited the Prime Minister to Washington.
You've hit on two points that we're going to follow up on. One is a question, of course, of the difficult relationship between President Obama and Benjamin Netanyahu, and more generally, I think the attitude the president has towards Bibi's country, which is, it seems, very, very much to be, well, hostile, I think is the right word for it. Talk a little bit about that relationship and how important it is, in your view, to our security interests, not just to Israel's.
I think we've got one incredibly close friend in the Middle East, and that is Israel, who is under, as you know, just incredible pressure right now. And the Obama administration, with the overtures and now the sanctions deal that they're pushing, it's a bad plan. It's a bad policy. It has a negative impact on Israel, but it has a negative impact in the on the United States. So Israeli foreign policy in this case lines up closely with American foreign policy. And look, if Israel has a strong sense of confidence in its relationship with the American administration, it gives it more flexibility in the Middle East. And if they feel ambiguous or they feel like they're not going to get backed up, then it very much influences what their capacity is in terms of negotiating. So I think the administration now is really seeking a foreign policy legacy, and it's not a good one, in my view.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. Congressman, you know, the president is saying that he doesn't want to interfere in the election by hosting Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. Do you think that he might be interfering in the election by essentially indicating a certain, well, dissidence, shall we say?
I think that's a great point, and it's a fair argument. The notion that the Prime Minister of Israel comes to the United States at the invitation and gives a speech to a joint session of Congress, arguably one of the biggest forums for a foreign leader, for a world leader in the entire world, and not able to meet with the President of the United States when they're going to be within a mile of one another. You know, to your point, I think that is playing politics in Israel, and it's not an appropriate response by President Obama.
And it's not the first time, of course, that a president of the United States has tried to defeat Benjamin Netanyahu. In fact, Bill Clinton did it back in the 90s. Let me turn to more directly the issue that you've touched on several times. And again, our guest is Peter Roskam. He is the chairman of the Oversight Committee of the House Ways and Means Committee and represents the people of the 6th District of Illinois. Iran is kind of the theme that we expect Benjamin Netanyahu to focus upon. You, of course, have been one of the leaders in the Congress, Representative Roskam, that has argued the president's policy, as you've just said, is not working. The negotiations are not producing results that are in our interest and will conduce to an Iranian bomb. What should we be doing now? Specifically, what do you think the Congress should be doing now under these circumstances?
The Congress should move the Kirk Menendez language and similar language in the House of Representatives. You know, in the last Congress, this bill in the United States Senate, remember, this would have been under Harry Reid leadership, under the United States Senate, it had 57 co-sponsors, bipartisan co-sponsors, which basically gets the sanctions back on and begins to move very, very quickly. I am confident that we'd be able to pass that in the House of Representatives and put that on the president's desk. Now, the irony is, in a speech where he claims to be bipartisan, the president laid out a veto threat saying that if that gets on his desk, he will veto it. And I think the false premise, Frank, of the Obama administration's approach on Iran is that they have accepted a premise that there is such a thing as a peaceful nuclear ambition for Iran. There is no such thing. It does not exist. It is a pipe dream. The Iranians do not want nuclear capabilities just, for science and so forth. This is an incredibly aggressive regime, and they're going to use it to a bad end, and we ought not be complicit in it. And history is very, very clear that when we are deceived by tyrants, they take advantage of it. They take advantage of it from a timing point of view, and we ought to recognize that.
Well, I'm so glad you said that with such clarity, Congressman Roskam, because it seems to me that the president is, in fact, now clearing the way for the Iranian bomb. And the bipartisanship, I guess, if there is any, is that he's sort of spitting in the face of people on both sides of the aisle as he proceeds to insist that that there be more time to allow them to beaver away at getting their nuclear ambitions fulfilled. Can I just ask about this, on your point about the dangers of this regime? I'm very appreciative to you and your team for helping us put together a program on Wednesday in the Capitol on this very subject, the true nature of this Iranian regime and why they can't be trusted, let alone allowed to acquire this worst of all weapons. Congressman Roskam, though, is it enough, do you think, as I understand the Kirk Menendez bill, to impose sanctions if at the end of the current deadline there will be no agreement? And even then, the president is given a waiver. Is that really a strong enough piece of legislation in your mind for in light of the kind of circumstances we're facing at the moment?
Well, I think what you're describing is a complete redo. You know what I mean? To your point, you don't want to be in this situation at all, and you'd be, you'd really have a higher preference to have more options. I think the realistic approach is if we were able to get the Kirk Menendez language out of the Senate and on the president's desk, it would shift the momentum entirely. It would signal to the rest of the world that the sanctions regime are going to be put back into place. It would tighten things up, because right now with the loosening of sanctions, remember, it's all cumulative, as you know. You begin to loosen here, you begin to loosen there. All of a sudden, you've got companies that are positioning themselves to be the first ones into the Iranian market that they perceive to be opening. And you've had some success over the years with help, having other nations around the world diminish their importing of Iranian energy and so forth. So there's a lot to be done. So in answer to your question, yeah, is Kirk Menendez perfect? Clearly not. But it is the most realistic, momentum-shifting piece of legislation that's available to us.
And I think you're absolutely right. There's no question it will drive the Iranians crazy. And presumably that's part of why the administration is so determined to oppose it. I hope you're right, Congressman Ruscom, that we will see it on the president's desk in the near future. At the very least, this is what's needed, and more would be desirable, as we'll talk about on Wednesday. Hopefully with you, sir. Thank you so much for giving us a chance to talk with you today and for the work you do in the Congress of the United States. As I say, representing with great distinction the people of the 6th District of Illinois. And all of us, and your leadership on Israel and Iran and so much more. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. Hope you'll do so again.
Thanks, Frank.
Next up, Joe Kuehmeier joins us to talk about the Nussmann assassination, Iran, and more in our hemisphere. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.